Welcome back to the Florida Firefrogs pregame show here on the Florida Firefrogs Broadcasting Network. I'm here with the Atlanta Braves catching coordinator, Jeff Datz. And Jeff, haven't seen you in a while. How was your offseason?
The offseason was good. Enjoying time with the family. But right after those holidays and that Christmas and New Year's, it's time to get going and get ready to roll for spring training. So nice to be back at it. And I look forward to my 3 days here in Daytona. And I'll catch the last two in Lakeland Saturday night, Sunday afternoon in Lakeland with them.
Catching up with some former Fire Frogs during the offseason, I spoke with Alex Jackson, and he said that where he is right now compared to last year, he feels he is way more improved in comparison in just over a year. How would you say he has progressed behind the plate?
Yeah, Alex has done a nice job. He's come a long way in a year. We are all organizationally pleased with him, where he's at defensively. But Carlos Mendez and all our catching coaches during the course of the year, spring training and instruction league and Arizona Fall League and whatnot, that went and worked with Alex, did a nice job with him. And obviously Alex did a good job working hard himself. So pleased with where he is. Continue to be a work in progress and improve and tighten some things up. But saw him last week with the Mississippi Club and doing all right. Got a little bit of an injury now with his lower back, but missed a couple of days. But he's going okay right now. We're pleased with his progress and continue to make progress going forward here this year.
Here in Florida, we have a couple of guys, Brett Cumberland and Lucas Herbert. Cumberland, last year we saw him a little bit at the high A level, but in my eyes, obviously I'm not a scout or a coach or anything, he looks like he's improved behind the plate as well, blocking balls and also his arm strength and accuracy. Would you say he's improved in those categories over the last few months?
Well, for being a radio guy, you're all right, man. I agree with agree with what you're saying. Yes, Brett is probably one of the most improved players in the system defensively. And talk with him about that again today. Receiving, blocking, footwork, and throwing has all come a long way from where he was a year ago. We're pleased. Continue, again, another work in progress. We need to continue to tighten things up a little bit with him. But yes, very, very pleased with Brett and where he's at defensively in all areas of his catching game.
And we have some young guys down at the lower levels as well. One of them, William Contreras. There's just a lot of catching talent in this organization. How do you decide who goes where and when to bring them up?
Well, there's tough decisions, no doubt. Like I said, we have Tanner Murphy here, who's a good catcher, and is sitting here on the DL. We have quality guys. We have numbers, not just, you know, numbers where we're lacking talent. We have quality catchers at all levels. And, you know, we have some guys sitting on a DL that can play. And it's unfortunate, but it's where we're at right now. We're blessed. We're fortunate to have the quality catchers. Contreras, as you mentioned, is a guy that has come on as well and put himself on in the picture. Lugbauer come out of the draft last year and had a nice year as well. He and Contreras are going to hold down most of the catching in Rome. You know, Cumbie and Herbert here, and Jackson and Morales in Mississippi. So, you know, we're fortunate. Like I said, we got to keep these guys going. They know from myself and from our staff that, you know, the expectations are high. We are here to develop championship catchers for the Atlanta Braves. That's our goal. You know, we're not going to settle for average. We want to be better than that, and we want to be championship catchers in all. And that, for me, is the goal for each and every one of these guys. Obviously, not all are going to make it. Some are going to fall short. But we're going to try and max out their potential wherever that might be, whether it's this level, the AA level, the AAA level, wherever we can max out their potential and make them valuable to us and possibly in trade value, we're going to do that. But we want championship guys. We want our guys to be the guy, and they've heard it from me a thousand times. You know, you got to be the guy. Run the show, handle the staff, be a leader on the field, take charge, do the whole ball of wax, because that's a championship catcher.
You spoke about just how much depth there is at the catcher's position, and obviously there's only so many levels in the minor leagues before you get to the majors. How do you actually decide when a player is ready to make that jump up? You hear some analysts say, oh, his bat will help him progress, but at the catcher's position it's a little bit different because they also have to manage the pitching staff as well. So how do you decide when a player is ready in terms of being prepared behind the plate to jump up to the next level?
Well, like I said, my emphasis is defense. You know, there's no doubt that if you have a bat and you can hit, you know, you're going to find your way to climb levels and eventually be in the big leagues if you can swing the bat. But you have to be able to defend yourself. And as you said, catching for me is the most important spot on the field. You got to work that pitcher. You got to work that pitching staff. So, you know, it's just a matter of, hey, you know, we're receiving the ball, we're blocking the ball, we're throwing the ball well. Those three things are our absolutes. We must do each and every night. you know, the bunts, the pop-ups, the plays, but all that stuff, the fundamental stuff comes with it. We need to be sound in that area, but, you know, it's a decision that we'll make organizationally. Myself, Dave Tremblay's here as a field coordinator with us. He's in town, too. You know, Dom Chidi, our farm director. Our field staff will let us know, hey, this guy's polished, this guy's good, he can handle the next level, and we'll make an organizational decision when, if and when that time comes for our guys to move.
Jeff Datz, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
We'll be back with starting lineups and first pitch right after this on the Florida Fire Frogs pregame show on the Florida Fire Frogs Broadcasting Network.